What's up? Welcome back. Welcome back to the Pain of Fools podcast. I am the Pain of Fool. The space is for you. It's been a good minute since I have participated in a larger or more current event, trending topic and all that stuff. And I like to jump in here and there, but I want to talk about Kevin Samuels just for a moment, just sharing my thoughts. These are thoughts I wanted to share for quite some time, actually, since the drop of the whole You Are Average at Best video that pretty much started his massive push to the forefront. He's been an image consultant, and he's started with the males. That was his thing. And then he moved over, or from what it appears is he's moved over more to like dating and people coming together and all that stuff, and offering different pieces of advice and things like that. But he's known right now as someone who speaks on high value men, women who want to date high value men, what they should do and what they need to date, you know, somewhat of a dating coach. That's what he's known for right now. But he wasn't really seen in his coaching and consulting space for males as much as he's known now for really speaking to women mostly. But this isn't really what it's about. Excuse me. It's not really about Kevin, honestly. It's just something that I have observed. And of course, the conversation around his life, at this point, by the time this podcast episode drops, we'll probably have more information on his, the current stories of him potentially passing away. There were no real, there was no real confirmation around it. So I'm sure at this point, by the time this comes out, there will be some confirmation or otherwise. So, yeah, but it was a public moment, that whole You Are Average at Best video. That was a public moment that it could have been, from my own view and opinion, I think it could have been a little more palatable, but it was just sensationalized and all that good stuff. And there was a lot of dialogue that came from both genders, but this has nothing to do with my personal views about Kevin Samuels. So I am not here to talk negatively or positively about the situation. I'm just speaking on what I have observed from his step onto the scene, so to speak. So let's talk about the You Are Average at Best video quickly for some context. So a woman came on, he was doing like a live show, and a woman came on the coaching session requesting free information. Now, he charges for a consult, and he charges people for insight on how to become, or how to get a man, or how to get a woman, and all that stuff. And she popped on, she requested that he provide her free information. He's just like, you know, well, I charge a certain fee for that. And she insisted. He let her stay on, though, after she kept pushing. And at this point, he thought to make it a teachable moment, or some type of a schooling moment. So how it happened was, she explained that she felt qualified to mate with a high value man, which, according to him, high value man is a man in the top percentile of men who are high earning. They have a certain desire, they have certain freedoms or otherwise, and they work really hard. And it's like the top percentage of men, basically. And she felt she was qualified based off of her income, and she has her own business and all that stuff. So he then asked her, which is what he does. He'll ask every woman who comes on. I'm not sure if he's done that with the males, though, but he asked women when they come on to rate their level of attraction. He said, do not use 6. I think that's what he says. And she gave herself, I think, a 7 or 8. I don't remember. Do not quote me on that. But she gave herself basically an above average rating. And then he told her that she was average at best. He never called her ugly or unattractive or any of that kind of stuff, but he said that, well, you're average looking, you have money, okay, what's wrong with seeking a man within your average level? Like, why do you think you deserve that, not deserve, but you should mate with a top percentile of men who, it seems as though he would know what high value men want based on his association with couples, with a couple of them, because he does some type of matchmaking. I don't know the full details of what Kevin Samuels does. So you know, I don't have any insight on that, but it seems as though he knew or functioned as somewhat of a gatekeeper in that way. Then he said, you know, well, high value men typically like this or they like that and all that stuff. And he was just speaking on, then he was like, you know, giving her advice or coaching her, whatever you want to call it. And what happened was she was like smirking and laughing during he was like, as he was speaking with her. And then he hung up on her. He got upset and said something about, he made like a blanket statement about black women. And then it went on from there. That's pretty much where it just got real crazy. I mean, people were going in on, women were going in on him after saying you were average at best, women primarily. But then the whole black women thing, the generalization he made, and that took the world by storm. He really blew up from that. And there was a lot of dialogue that followed between the sexes. And from my observation, it seemed to be like an expression of pain. A lot of guys hung on to that moment and used it to, from it, what it looked like. And honestly, from what it, you know, just based off of the words, they used that to just cloak their unreconciled hatred for women. And the same with women. It was like this hatred thing. It was a lot of spite that came from that, you know. And before I get into the rest of that, when I watched that, I thought, watching her, I'm like, well, why would you go into a space like that? I mean, she obviously came for some type of insight, although in my mind, listen, if I'm personally not going to try to get free information from someone on a public space and then publicly try to sway them to give me something for free. That to me is bonkers. That's nuts to me. I just, no. I don't know. But anyway, you know, they don't mince their words. You know, they have a certain view. They have a certain way. They have a certain thing. Why would you put yourself out there like that? I mean, listen, to each their own. I'm just saying, I wouldn't do that anyway. And then the other question was like, when it came to Kevin, I'm like, well, why would you make a generalized statement like that about black women? Why would you say that? What? That to me was whatever. Okay. I think now this is just, I'm gonna give a little bit of my personal opinion about that whole situation, about, you know, that moment. I think that could have been a moment where it would have, if it were framed differently, if the delivery were just a little different, I think Kevin Samuels could have been a great representation or a great coach of some sort with the large following that he was building. He could have been like a great coach of proper mating, realistic dating, and like real critical thought before pursuing relationships. It could have been something like that. Now, he was responsible for a few marriages and the restoring of some relationships from what it appeared to be. Many said they were happier after taking the advice he was giving. He had an effect on some people out there, you know, but there was just some questionable issues that mainly were just the insults and all of that, the comedy at the expense of women. You know, there were a lot of insensitive and a lot of jokes that were made and things that were said that just didn't make it any better. And people are saying that's bitter medicine. I mean, to each whatever. That's I'm not gonna give my personal opinion on that. Okay. Let's get to my point. I got to get to the point, I talked about just briefly earlier. What I have noticed, now this isn't just with the Kevin Samuels. I'm only talking about Kevin Samuels right now because this is a topic that's pretty big. This is with many spaces and it's both male and female. Pain is no light matter. It's no light matter. You could hear something that just happens to go in line with what you're thinking or what you've been feeling. And that may just bring out all of the rage that you've been feeling, all of the rejection that you've been experiencing, all of the abandonment that you've been feeling, and you may just go on a crusade. And that's something that happens a lot in these spaces. When we have these conversations about men and women, which to me personally, I'm just the dude who's just like, yo, everyone just go have sex and just live and just be happy. Like, make love, not war. I've always been that dude. I'd rather watch you love one another and all of that versus pull each other's spinal cords out. Like, for what? I can't watch that kind of stuff. I'm like, it makes me queasy, firstly. So just hug each other. All that stuff. Conflict resolution. But somehow we have these platforms and for some reason they just gain so much traction. And then what happens is the viewers really push it because they feel in some way validated. And it just tends to bring out a truly spiteful demographic. There's a lot of pseudo alpha male channels and then these like cunning and conniving female channels. They present themselves as schooling you and all this stuff about the complementary sex. And it really just turns the complementary sex to the opposite sex at this point, because it just makes it super oppositional, super warlike. It's unnecessary. And it just widens the divide. We get that a lot of these channels are for business. They have the books about how to do this and how to think like this and how to behave like that to get the way, get what you want and all that stuff. But it's pretty serious. It happens with these platforms. They could be about anything, though. Race, sexuality, you can name pretty much any of them. One person expresses something or they say something and all of a sudden the wave, there's like a wave, the social wave primarily of spite shows up first. And there are some voices of reason within that wave. They get lost. But it's too late. It's too late. It because it's like once you feel heard and once everyone feels heard and then the opposite side just sees that, it's just a wrap. And I get it. It feels great to be heard. It feels like, okay, I feel valid in this feeling of, well, you shouldn't be going after someone of a higher value than you because you're average. And, you know, all these things that just for some people, it just isn't in line with who they are and it isn't in line with their life. And sometimes we go to the wrong places seeking guidance or seeking approval and all of that. I'm going to get to my real point later. But it also, as much as it feels good to be heard, it also feels great to heal. It don't always feel great. Healing doesn't always feel great. It really doesn't. But that energy in healing is spent far too long on pointing the finger after you feel validated, thinking you don't have any work to do. You don't have the time or don't give yourself the grace in examining the cause of your pain. You don't even see the pain. You just think that, oh, I'm right. That's all you think. And my point, what I was talking about, I'm just saying this. This is my point. Mind your business. And this is why I say, like, listen, if you don't know who you are, if you don't know the direction that you belong in, you will find yourself in spaces. You may think like, okay, this might be what I need for my life. And it could just be through trial and error. You're like, maybe I'm trying to find my way. And I just don't know, like, what moral code or what system should I get in line with? Like, what is this? And then you find yourself in a space that just does not, it just doesn't jive. Mind your business. Now, when I say mind your business, this comes with knowing yourself a little more than most people. So you do have to have some experience. And maybe if you really don't have any eldership or any of that, or you don't really know the contents within your bloodline, you don't really know who you are like that, you may have to go to different spaces and collective spaces and learn a couple things. But when I say mind your business, I mean literally mean to mind your calling, mind your ministry, focusing less on the I'm trying to find a code and browbeat on everybody else, or I'm trying to find whatever. It's more of like just shifting your reality. Minding your business is extremely self-centered, and it's genuinely as self-centered as it may appear to be. It's a collective act. I say this all the time that you can't serve the populace. You can't be a thing if you're interested in doing that even. You can't be a thing for someone else if you're not that thing for yourself. It's self and collective. If you aren't headstrong, if you aren't heart-led, if you aren't confident in your direction, if you're not confident in your path, your ministry, you will always find yourself lost. and you're going to just be, again, in spaces that just don't make sense to you. And things that you try to implement and put them in practice, and something just doesn't feel congruent. Something feels off, and you're like, I'm applying this, but I feel so at odds with myself. And this is not an identity dissolution thing. This is something going against something that my soul is calling for me. This is not I'm just struggling with my ego. My ego's dissolving, and it's just so difficult to apply this new way of living that's I'm following from this guru or from this person, because no, it's not that. Sometimes we think that we're placing ourselves in a sacrificial space, and we're going through the growing pains the whole time. You're being resistant against your own life and what's unique to you. Should you be walking that line and that path, which may not be the most comfortable, but in your mind, you're thinking that you're going through like this deep process of shedding, and oh my God, I'm just, oh, the pain, I have to keep applying this pressure. And your higher consciousness and your soul, your whole unique, your own light pattern is like, nah, bro, this is not for you. Stop listening to this. This is old and outdated, or this does not apply. You're not of this ilk. You belong somewhere. Maybe you're supposed to start your own thing. But okay, let's go here to learn a couple things. You should be teachable. I'm big on being teachable, but you would save yourself a lot of pain and a headache from being so open to everything. Being extremely open to everything is indicative of poor spiritual hygiene. And I love that term. I found it somewhere on social media a few days ago. And I'm like, yeah, you know, that was part of my lesson. For me, I had a poorly hygienic spiritual body, poorly. Like, I was just so open and so vulnerable and so just, and I still, to a degree, my heart is still open, but I have been one of those people who were just too open, and I wasn't secure enough. And without that security, you're not protected. You have no boundaries. You aren't using that discernment that you know good and well, you just don't belong in here or there, or to say that or to do this. To know you have no business going somewhere, for instance, even if you take precaution, it's like honoring your own, the term taboo, you know, certain spiritual systems, they say to honor your taboos, you know, the things you shouldn't do. It's like some of us just don't belong in certain spaces, but somehow we think that going there is going to be helpful. Like, hey, I want this person for me. I want that. And you're like, but wait a minute. Although this may sound right because they are confident in their approach, and the speaker is confident, and they may even have text to back it up, and they can break it down, and they can say this, and they even look this way, that, okay, they appear. But one, is the speaker living the thing? One. Two, is this really who I am? I mean, really, is it really who I am? No. Do I find joy in, is there any inkling? Trust me, I know many people try to turn you away from this concept of following your bliss, because people don't really understand what following your bliss means. It means different things to different people. It doesn't mean to just follow, just being in this faulty emotional high all day of your life, but it just means differently. It's go mind your business. Following your bliss means to mind your business. That's exactly what it means, actually. You'll avoid yourself being in these collectives of pain, these pain expressive groups, these channels. Just heal. You may feel like this person is saying something, and I'm not referring to Kevin Samuels. This is in general. And again, this is just an example. So before you think I'm either co-signing or speaking against any person, don't even waste your energy. You know, it's like before you find yourself wanting to sign up and then wanting to join or wanting to just add yourself to a conversation and then going off on a tangent, just wait a little bit. Sleep on it. Just wait. No one is telling you not to express. No one is telling you not to feel. No one is telling you just wait. But listen, social media is not the end all be all. Social media is a place. And that place, the internet, is a place where a lot of things that's done cannot be taken back. So it's advisable to avoid saying things, or listen, it's just best to just take a second and stay away from adding your commentary in a space that could potentially hold things against you for a long time based on your opinions or your views. Not telling you to, don't feel a thing, don't have an opinion. Just be mindful. Be mindful. I know this is not what you've expected. You may have expected me to vocalize my opinion of Kevin Samuels' views on women and how women have felt and how men have felt. Yeah, I have observed how women have felt and how men have felt. I've observed this. There's many spaces. Kevin Samuels is not the first, nor will he be the last. I've been around in person in spaces where men say the things that they say and women say the things that they say. I've been in spaces all over. But one thing that I have learned is that if you aren't a bit more slower to reacting and taking on this rage, because I know many of you who aren't on social media like that, you don't care. You're like, no, that's not me. But listen, a lot of you know what I'm talking about. You see the spite, you see the dialogue, and it feeds the people, it feeds the channels. It adds more dialogue. Does it really get anywhere? Not really, because a lot of people are feeling things. They're not resolving anything. They're just talking. They're just going off. We're not really getting any healing. It's the internet. The work really begins with you. And yeah, I can make a blanket statement and say a thing that maybe you have felt, but just because you felt that doesn't mean that it's really rooted in fact. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. Don't get tripped up in this internet life. Don't get tripped up in the different spaces and the talking heads, the vocalizing, the opinions, the anger, the spite. Don't do it to yourself. Because even though it's the internet, those emotions and all that heat in your body, that heat in your chest and in your throat and in your head, it's real. Save yourself all that and seek some healing. Find a space where you can actually speak to someone or channel all that through conflict resolution, learning how to address the things that have dealt you pain or you, all of that. Just do it like that. I promise you, all the stuff that you see and even when you experience in real life is going to blow by you. I'm like, okay, all right, yeah, I've done my healing here. It's okay. I don't even have to participate in these spaces. I don't have to do any of that because, yeah, the work is done. And again, listen, a lot of these places, they bait. They are excellent baiters. So you find yourself being baited into a conversation, y'all. And if you're really not healed, if you're broken, it's a wrap. Don't do it, okay? If you're one of the lucky ones who've healed, you have that option right then and there to create a space that can offer healing to those who are in pain. You can easily be that beacon versus a space of just mudslinging and mudflinging. You know, be that beacon of hope for those who are actively in a painful situation. One thing for certain, I know that Kevin Samuels did, was that he did cause for a much deeper introspective look at oneself as it relates to relating with others, as it relates to mating. That's a definite. What I think is going to happen, and I'm pretty confident that this will happen, is that there will be some more empathic leaders out there. There will be people who take up space that come from a much more heart-centered space. Definitely. I see that. I'm pretty confident in that. But all in all, please heal and get off the internet, okay? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You could save yourself from becoming that crusader, coming from that period of being the zealot who bumps their head a few times, campaigning for that idea you just haven't examined yet. You're just running on the fuel of hurt feelings. And in your mind, you're expressing yourself. And in your mind, you are healing. And in reality, you are not. Sometimes People take their pain and create unhealthy collective spaces, and other people join in their pain and create enough, having enough following and building a large enough group could really offer some influence. Anything can be influential. Anything. Just because it's influential, just because it has a lot around it and a lot can be added to it, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily, for lack of a better term, right. You know what I mean? Heal. Get off the internet and heal, y'all. Just I'm joking. There are healing spaces on the internet. You know, I'm just joking. If you don't know, I'm joking. I'm actually joking. There yeah, you can heal online. But what I mean by that is going onto social media and just venting all day, creating YouTube channels to slander the opposite sex or to slander whatever and to go in and out and all around the way because you were mad at someone who or a group of people who you felt slighted by 20 years ago or when you were rejected some years ago. And again, this is not me insinuating anything about Kevin Samuels, so just know that, okay? Because some of y'all are like, yo, Kevin Samuels saved my life, that's my savior, y'all. Like, no, I'm not even talking about him. Anyway, my point is just to slow down and make love, not war. That's all. That's my only point. All right, I'm out. I love you all. Find me on Instagram at The Painted Fool. I'm on Twitter at Painted Fool Pod. I have a YouTube channel I'm not uploading frequently to, but you can still find me there and watch some of my videos. And I will catch you later. Until next time, Lover Muffins, peace.